Every Christian is warmly invited to join a pilgrimage of hope across the continent of Europe. That was the appeal issued some 18 months ago at the first preparatory meeting of the Third European Ecumenical Assembly, expected to be the largest meeting of its kind that Europe has ever seen. A year and a half later, those preparations have been going on in parishes and dioceses across the continent and are about to culminate in Sibiu, Romania, as thousands of delegates prepare to attend the opening of the Assembly on Tuesday evening. The Assembly, the third of its kind over the past two decades, has been organised by the Council of European Catholic Bishops' Conferences, or CCEE, and the Conference of European Churches.
The Conference of European Churches covers 37 countries throughout Europe, 147 churches within those countries, so quite a widely based body, Anglican, Orthodox, Protestant, Reformed, Old Catholic.
Church of England Archdeacon Colin Williams is General Secretary of the CEC. At one of the preparatory meetings for this third European Ecumenical Assembly, he told me more about the choice of Sibiu in Romania as the venue for this historic gathering.
Sibiu is an interesting city, first of all very topical in 2007 because it is one of the two European cities of culture in that year. Secondly, it's a city which, although is within the Orthodox tradition of Romania, has historically had within it quite a strong Protestant and particularly German Protestant population as well, which means in itself it's a place of meeting of different Christian traditions, and also a sign of our wanting to encourage all that is happening in Eastern Europe to build up both the church and society in Eastern Europe.
We've become used to seeing these kind of meetings of Christians of different denominations working and praying and witnessing together. What do you see really as the hardest challenges? What are going to be the really sticky issues that are going to come up at this meeting perhaps?
There are issues clearly which still divide us, theological issues around the primacy and the position of the Pope, the self-understanding of the churches as churches. These are major theological and ecclesiological issues which still need to be faced, but the important thing is that we come together as seekers after ways through all these issues, determined that we shall find our way through. We shan't solve them in 3 days. There's a whole process going on in Europe, between the churches of Europe, to try and find some sort of way through the issues which still divide us. We hope that we in some way will contribute to that.
The Assembly will continue to be used as a resource as we return to our own countries at the end of it, to become a renewing and, as such, a resource for a continued reflection on the meaning of ecumenism.
Monsignor Andrew Faley is Assistant General Secretary for Ecumenism and Interfaith Relations with the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. He'll be part of a sizeable delegation in Sibiu from the UK, headed by Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor. I asked him about hopes and expectations ahead of the opening on Tuesday.
I think the hopes are very high, Philippa. I think more importantly than high hope will be a deep-rooted common sense of living together as Christians, reflecting very carefully and prayerfully on the meaning of the gospel and the unity of the church in mission towards the needs of the world, and that the Assembly is offering a great opportunity through the richness of the traditions, particularly the Catholic, Protestant and Orthodox traditions within Europe, to embrace more courageously the ongoing agenda which the world presents to us, not least in Europe.
This is the first time that such a meeting is taking place in a majority Orthodox country, isn't it? How is that going to affect, do you think, the workings of this meeting?
Yes, I think the previous assemblies, which have been quite seriously rooted both in the Catholic and Protestant traditions, have led very naturally to a celebration and of the event within a country where the Orthodox tradition is very rich. And I think that will be a great challenge, particularly to the Catholic and Protestant delegates present, to learn quite seriously, again through prayerful reflection and discussion and living alongside our Orthodox sisters and brothers, exactly what the Orthodox tradition brings to the place and meaning of Christianity within Europe.
As I say, it's been a long time in preparation, hasn't it? Almost two years. Can you take us a little bit, if you like, through those different stages of preparation?
Yes, certainly. The first stage, which took place a year past in January 2 years ago in Rome, was the stage of the preparation rooted within the Catholic tradition. And delegates who were present at that particular stage celebrated in a very rich way the place and purpose of the Catholic tradition, particularly rooted in the history and culture of Rome as the heart of the authority and identity of the Catholic tradition. Then we moved very carefully through a series of meetings and reflections at more local level within our own countries on ecumenical issues, towards a meeting then in Wittenberg, which took place in the February of this year, 2007, the Wittenberg Lutherstadt, where Martin Luther, of course, proclaimed his own particular concern and rich challenge to the whole meaning of the Christian tradition within Europe. And from there again, from then onwards again through these past months, there have been further reflections in each country and preparation again with much prayer towards the culmination of the process, which leads us all safely, hopefully, to the great gathering and the assembly in Sibiu in Romania from Monday onwards.
This meeting, of course, comes very close on the heels of the recent document from the Vatican's Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith on the Catholic Church's relationship with other Christian communities, other Christian denominations. Do you think this is going to cause some, perhaps, upset? What do you expect the reaction to that will be?
Yes, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith's declaration wasn't an ecumenical document. It was an instrument in order to, for bishops within the Catholic tradition, to consider more, again, more the central truth that the Church subsists within the Catholic Church, as has always been proclaimed since the Second Vatican Council, to be part of the belief and central to the belief of how the Catholic Church understands itself to be the Church. And I would want to stress it was not an ecumenical document at all. It was a clarification and a reiterating of the central truth of how the Catholic Church understands itself to be the Church. And to that extent, I don't think it adds anything at all in terms of ongoing dialogue with our other Christians, sisters and brothers within their own traditions. As Cardinal Walter Kasper of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity has made very clear on several occasions since the issue of that declaration. So I'd want to be very careful about anyone thinking, both Catholic or other Christian tradition, thinking that this document in any sense changes how the Catholic Church responds and relates to other Christian faith traditions.
My thanks there to Monsignor Andrew Faley, Assistant General Secretary for Ecumenism and Interfaith Relations with the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.